You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Ted, I know you don't want to touch it. I know you saw me sneeze on it. I swear to God, I disinfected it.
Did you?
I did.
What about the fart?
That's different. Come on, man. Just one thing. Thank you.
For the kids.
Thank you. It's for the kids, first of all. Yes, thank you. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy is a five-way tie between the lovely and talented Danny, the lovely and talented Melody, the lovely and talented Audrey, the lovely and talented Eric, and the lovely and talented Ray, all of whom thought that a relationship was a boat for swingers and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,446. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef's back. Ted's meat potatoes as we get ready for the holidays. The best Christmas cookies of all times.
Yeah, man. People love cookies. It's cookie time of year.
It is.
So, somebody ranked them. We'll talk about it. And probably argue about it.
Any on there are your favorites?
Yes.
Okay.
Hands down.
This list is pretty good. Pretty accurate.
It is. It has the classics you expect. And then some of the, you know, like we talked about, whatever. I'll know the name of it when I talk about it. But they... The one with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I know I like the cookie.
Right, and it only shows up around Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Head Chef coming up at 4:30. Today is Coats for Kids Day, as our goal is to put 2,500 coats on kids here in Washington State who are in need. Now, keep in mind, here in the area, we have 300,000 children that live in poverty, and we're trying to help out as much as we can. 2,500 coats, if we can get that done, by the shout of the day today, we want to drink and toast with that. We are only a little over halfway to home. So if you could, and we're going to say this too, if you want to play Big Dummy today, we would ask that if you can, and we know times are tight because they are, and it's close to the holiday season and everything else, but we want to see if you would be willing to make a donation just for your participation.
If you can.
If you can do it, man, that would be great. We are also going to do what the Daily Mix Morning Show has done as well. If there is a tune that you want to hear, and you're willing to make that donation, just text us, 206-803-ROCK. Mm-hmm. If we see your name up there, we see the song you picked, we see your donation on the donation page, we can play basically whatever we want.
Yes.
If we have it.
It's that simple.
If we have it, we can play it.
So I will say, if you request Every Rose Has Its Thorn, your donation cannot be below $500.
Right. A lot of you out there.
Oh, that's fair, though. But for $500, you'll...
If you're going to get $500,
I'll sit
through that garbage. Otherwise, don't be funny.
I will play funny. You hate Father Christmas from the Kings. We'll play that,
I do,
too.
I do. In spite of having played it.
And keep in mind, a lot of you who work for companies, you do have a match donation through your employer.
Yeah.
So you can work that as well, if that's possible. It's something that you can do. But either way, man, we really want to make a push and get this thing done for the kids. It's starting to get cold out there. It's winter time. This is the day that we get that done. Special thanks to the Washington State Council of Firefighters.
As always.
And Operation Warm for Coats for Kids. But yes, the goal is 2,500 brand new coats. They are made here in America. $25 does that. So for $25, you are putting a brand new coat on a child in need. And in the meantime, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Not Sober. As you said, this is the last Big Dummy of the year. We have a five-way tie. Danny, Melody, Audrey, Eric, and Ray are stuck at 11 questions for the
year. Is unreal.
Which is...
First time it's ever happened, and I want to say it was both the dudes, right? Both of them joined the 11-question club last week. Yeah.
Hopefully we don't beat that today. That is not the goal, but either way, that's where we stand as the final Big Dummy of the Year approaches. Now, when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time, we asked you if one of these joined you in the bathroom, what would you pick? And a couple of these stories were actually in the news. There was a guy who was basically drug out of a porta potty by a bear.
Yeah.
Which is seemingly a pretty scary incident.
You think that's scary? Yeah.
We had another person that found a huge, they believe to be pet. I believe this was in the UK. It was a big-ass boa constrictor.
Okay, just real quick.
That escaped but got in the toilet.
Does it matter if you think it's someone's pet? Because the thing about a snake, it's not like you play fetch with it. A snake is a snake. Right. You might own it, but if I open my toilet, I wouldn't say, hey, relax, everybody.
Where's the land?
That's Miles the Snake.
Where's the land of boa constrictors? Is that in Brazil, South America?
I don't know.
It's Asia, right?
Okay, but it's not in the UK.
It's definitely not the UK and not your toilet.
Yeah, when you see this thing in your toilet, you know, hey, this is not a native boa constrictor.
A toilet snake is supposed to be a turd. We can all agree on that. Yeah. That's what we mean when we talk about a toilet snake.
Yeah, we also had the story of a man who went to use the bathroom in Namibia and ended up being drug away by a lion as he was doing his business there. So, and then we had Andy Dick because he
joined you in the bathroom.
He's Andy Dick.
By the way, I was dead wrong.
What?
Boa constrictors are native to the Americas, ranging from northern Mexico down through Central America and across South America.
But no England mentioned, huh? What do you know?
Well, some places have anacondas, you know.
That's
sure.
South America,
but Florida has all these things based on people releasing their pets into the Okeechobee Swamp.
My kid is very excited, by the way, to see the new Anaconda movie. He's just a fan of Jack Black. So, and I get it. He's 13. So when he sees Jack Black... Keep in mind, Jack Black was in Minecraft. Jack Black was in Jumanji. So as far as my kid goes, he's like, Dad, we have to see the new Anaconda. I didn't know anything about it. I saw a commercial, and I said, do we have to?
Right.
Do we have to?
I don't know how I feel about this movie.
Is it
supposed to be funnier?
It's Jack Black and Paul Rudd. I'll let you do the math on that, right? So
they show no fear whatsoever. This looks like the anaconda coming.
And trust me when I tell you, I'm going to end up seeing this movie in the theater.
Yeah.
This is the movie he's got to see.
So one of these four things joins you in the bathroom, and if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, here's how the voting shook out. Two-way tie for third place. Bear and Lion come in at 14% of the vote. Not shocking on either one of those two. In second place with 34%, you said you would rather be in the bathroom with a snake present. And your number one answer, Andy Dick, at 38%.
I still think that is insane.
That you would rather be? I did. That was the last thing I wanted in the bathroom with me.
Correct.
It's Andy Dick.
Again, there's a lion. I got no chance. A bear. I got no chance. A snake. I got a chance. It's just alarming. Andy Dick, I can beat with the toilet lid. I mean, just that's all.
I just think he's going to stab you with a needle.
He is going to do that.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct, but he's not. Well, he might bite me, too. I was going to say, he's not going to bite me. Andy Dick would bite
you. It could be a little weird. So today, in honor of Coats for Kids Day, here is the deal. If you can, how can you help? So could you possibly maybe go to KSW.com and buy one coat, two, three, or four? They are $25 a piece. Mm-hmm. They are American-made. So if you're going to play the game today, we just, look, it's an honesty system on this deal. If you can, please help at KISW.com. We really need to make a big push here.
Yeah.
Before 5 o'clock this afternoon. So KISW.com, please give Coats for Kids. And if you're going to play the game today, or you want to request a tune, anything we're going to do
Sure.
We just ask that, throw a little money for the kids, man, and let's try to get as many coats. It'd be greater if we could just get over that $2,500 number to put more coats on kids.
Yeah. So
that's the idea today. All right, the game is Big Dummy. Let's do this. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Brian.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Ryan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober for now, boys. Sober for now.
All right, Brian. We hope you can donate. If you can, how can you help? Can you do one coat, two, three, or four?
I will be doing at least one, fellas.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, man. Okay.
Thrill, you're my favorite, buddy.
Oh, thank you, man.
Well, then give two coats.
No, I was, Brian, you stay at one. Find your favorite. Look, guys, it's understandable. Everyone else is throwing their hands. I completely understand.
What about based on looks, Brian?
Who's second place?
Oh, Thrill's the sexiest guy, man. But
again,
Miles,
we understand. Yeah.
Hey, Miles, Mike, come on. Let's take a play off. Yeah. Let these two have their fun.
You know what, Brian? It's just you and me, man.
Good luck, Brian. No hints here.
Yeah, they're a little butthurt, Brian, because they're ugly and unpopular. And I get it. I get it. I'd be upset, too. All right, Brian, here's your question. Yen Sid. Yen Sid is the name of the sorcerer in what Disney movie?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Take a guess. Do you know Ted?
Maybe.
Yen Sid?
Yen Sid. That is his name.
I don't know. Pinocchio.
Is it Mulan?
Nope. Any guesses?
Well, I don't know.
Ted, it's a Disney movie that you said kind of terrified you when you saw it as a kid.
Oh, Fantasia.
Fantasia. So Mickey Mouse, when he's doing the sorcerer thing, he's technically Yen Sid in that moment.
Oh, Yen
he's
Sid.
Not Mickey Mouse. What, Mike? Jesus, man. All right, what do you got?
So I think that was still Mickey. I think Yen Sid was the sorcerer that he basically was like standing in for while he was out. Remember that guy? I think that's who it was.
Okay. All right, my bad. Mickey was Mickey.
Get your facts straight, man.
I am. My bad. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that guy's not a mouse.
All right. Your question. What does PDF stand for in the computer world? PDF.
Partial effing document?
Anyone get PDF? Because someone will say, hey, man, send it to me in a PDF. And I know what it is in that sense.
Printable format document?
Personal document file?
Very close. Portable document format.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to start saying that to people. Can you send that to me in the portable document format? All right, your question. What movie spawned the catchphrase, quote, there's no crying in baseball?
No crying in baseball. Man.
Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna. Mm-hmm.
No hints. He's a thrill guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Oh,
Rosie God. O'Donnell, Madonna.
Yeah, League of Their Own.
Got it.
There you go. Time.
And Brian, thank you for your donation, man. We appreciate that.
All right, we need some Ted heads to call in and donate.
Game is big.
Four coats.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Game is big dummy, 206-803.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon.
Hola.
John, welcome to Big Dummy. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, John. All right, John, what can you do, man?
Sounds like a Mark Twain book, doesn't it? Sober John.
If you can help.
Sober John.
Could you pick up one coat, two, three, or four?
How about I donate $100 through my work, and that'll turn into eight coats?
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
John, you're
look
the
at that.
Thank you, brother.
Who's your favorite member on the show?
Beat me to it.
I didn't say Miles.
Oh, thanks, John.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I didn't see
strike
that one coming.
It out.
I'm going to help you a lot on these questions.
You can.
It's the upset special, Ted.
Yeah. It's not special, and it's not an upset.
All right.
It's like the pizza place that I won't name in a certain small town. It's a 0 out of 10. We say get the combo.
All right, your question. And Miles, please feel free to help us.
Sure.
What does Las Vegas translate to in English?
Las Vegas.
Yes.
Translate to?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just Las Vegas.
Well, it is Las Vegas. That is a Spanish term for... Come on, Miles, help him out.
The city in...
I know it's a city in Nevada.
It's the something that also isn't in Nevada, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's weird. Like, this is not the name I'd pick for Las Vegas, but Las Vegas translates to the Meadows. Because when you think Las Vegas, you think of just those endless meadows.
Oh, fields of open grass.
Yeah. Okay. That's what everyone says about Las Vegas. So, yeah, that's what it means, the meadows.
Maybe it's like a Greenland-Iceland thing.
It really is, yeah. All right, your question. Maybe that's what it was. Oh, yeah, go there. All the farming you could do. Your question, in what city was Tupac murdered?
Chicago.
I see what you did there.
Wasn't the Meadows. Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Now, this one I know Miles will help you out on because this is right up his alley. How many states end with the letter O?
Oh.
End with the letter O. Yes, okay, O.
Miles.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Because every time they named a state, someone was having an orgasm.
Hold on here.
It is not one. I don't let Miles noodle through this.
Oh, yeah. Give me a second.
I don't know if
I'm going to say, I'm going to say two and guess it's maybe three.
It is, in fact, four.
Four.
So what are the two you came
I've
up with?
I've got Ohio and Idaho.
All Colorado. Right.
Colorado. And not old.
Oregon? No.
If you spell it backwards.
New Mexico.
Yes, New Mexico. Thank you, Ted.
Oregano.
If you look at it in the mirror, there's the letter O.
Yeah, when they run at you.
Yeah. All right, your question. The food mascot Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smythe is better known as who? He's a mascot for food. His technical name is Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smythe, but he's better known as who? Or whom?
A food mascot.
Yep. He represents a food product, like Tony the Tiger, right? So he represents a food product. His technical name, Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smythe. But we call him something much simpler.
I think his name is Poppin' Rice Krispies.
Is it Uncle Ben?
No, he's Ben.
It's a cereal, you said, right?
It is not a cereal. I was giving Frost Flakes as an example. It's Mr. Peanut.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Remember when he died?
Yes. Yes, Dad.
He was a sultan.
Hey-oh. That's a good one. That's a timely joke.
Question five, John.
Question number five.
Baby nut.
What city is mentioned in the first line of the Bob Seger song, Turn the Page?
Orlando.
Oh. Well, yeah, the right letter. Omaha.
Omaha. Yeah.
God, I love Seger.
Because remember that song, he wants you to kind of feel bad for what he's going through. I think that's why he opened with Omaha. You already feel bad if that's the first city coming out of your mouth. Like, ooh. You ever been to Omaha, Nebraska?
I have not, but I want to.
Why?
College World Series.
And Bob Seger.
Okay. Yeah, Bob Seger.
Well, and there's a famous bar that you order Jell-O shots from the team you're cheering for.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
Wouldn't go. That's all it takes for you.
For me.
To go to Omaha.
Sporting event. Fly all that way.
Yeah.
Jell-O shots.
For a Jell-O shot.
Seriously, me and my brother were talking about it for years.
Did you ever get that cooler back with the Jell-O shots in it?
I will get that back for Andy this weekend.
Okay.
All right, your question. What did the class entering Harvard in the fall of 1967 have for the first time?
Women.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Very good.
Lady folk.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coats for Kids Day on The Rock. Big thanks to Cindy Buckingham. She gave $25. It puts a coat on a kid in need.
Related to Lindsay?
Maybe. That name historically is people used to ride pigs. Brian Burnett gave $25. David Arbo, thank you for the $100 donation. Anonymous, $174. Tuba gave $50.
Tuba
Villani.
I thought his last name was Toothpaste.
Michael Timbleman gave $51. Ryan Campbell gave $51. And then we have Marquise Dion Oliveira. He wants to hear Not Like Us for Kendrick Lamar, but he gave $171.
Done.
Yeah, we're going to play that coming up.
Next song. Yeah,
donate what you can now at KISW.com. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Ironically, Mike's had that song queued up for... what, 2 years?
Mike's been waiting for this moment.
Waiting.
Mike. That's right.
Does he ever call you at night and ask you if you heard the new Kendrick?
All the time, dude. It actually gets annoying.
Yeah. Same.
Well, I'm trying to cultify you guys.
I know. I get it,
thanks,
man.
Dude. Got it.
You guys can figure out the pulse.
Show you some good stuff.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
So you found your Johnson or not?
I love you, girl, and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, team sober. Okay. Don't ask me why. I don't know, but I'm team sober.
All right, no worries. All right, Jeff, if you can, how can you help? Can you give enough money for one coat, two, three, or four?
I can help out with a coat, yeah.
All right.
There you go, Jeff.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you.
You, your girl, in your jacket.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, please don't sing that. Now, Jeff, here is your question.
Sing it, Jeff.
You, your girl, in your Johnson.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
All right. He's got a theme.
This is the last one of the year. Why wouldn't I?
All right, Jeff, here's your question. What kind of insect is the title character in the 1954 movie Them?
Them. I could think of arachnids, which starred a movie with William Shatner, but I don't think that's the one you're talking about.
Nope.
Oh. Insects. Bees?
That would have been my guess.
Wasp?
Nope. The dreaded ant.
Mm. Oh.
Do you remember the movie Empire of the Ants?
No.
No? Came out like 78. It was a terrible movie, but when I was a kid, I thought it was awesome. And it starred, who was on Chips? He was the captain. I can't remember.
I can see him.
He's Chris Pine's father, and I can't remember his name. But
I remember The Swarm at about the same time.
I remember The Swarm. Yeah, there's also Empire of the Ants. Equally cinematic. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Goofy, Pluto, Lassie, or Benji? Which dog's name was originally Rover?
What are the choices again?
Goofy, Pluto, Lassie, or Benji?
Benji.
I'll say Pluto. Pluto.
It's originally. Oh, damn it.
Whose dad was it?
So the guy that was the captain in Chips and also the star of Empire of the Ants is the father of actor Chris Pine.
All right.
And I can't remember his freaking name.
What's your dad's name?
What's my dad's name? Oh, Robert Pine. Is that
there
the guy's
you go.
Name? All right, there we go. Robert Pine, yeah. And somebody here on YouTube says, man, I saw that movie too. Freaked me out. I thought it was awesome, but yeah, when you're a kid, it was terrifying. All right, your question. Amazon River dolphins are what color? I know, dude, that just sounds.
Jeff, think about a dog. And when it's excited.
So what is it, like the hairless gophers?
Oh, not too far off.
All right. Paul Young, guys, go Hawks. R.A.P. Biffle family, that's they're pink.
They are pink.
They are.
You got it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
The pink Amazon River dolphin. Why does that sound dirty?
It sounds horrible.
But it's just a dolphin.
They are ugly.
What are they called? Botus, I believe it is. Yeah. They are an ugly-ass dolphin. Yeah. Like, if you think dolphins are cute, Google this thing. It's just not a good-looking dolphin.
Mole rat. You ever just walk up to your girl, smack her in the face with your river dolphin?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
The pink one?
The pink river dolphin?
The pink river dolphin.
Play your cards right, honey. You might be seeing the old pink river dolphin tonight, all right?
Want to see your bow too? Hello, D. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
D, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
All right, D. Welcome to Big Dummy. If you can, how can you help? Can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four?
I can do one.
All right. Thank you, D. Excellent. We appreciate that. Coats for Kids, KISW.com.
Who's your favorite member of the show?
D. Ted Smith.
There we go. Oh, take out one. All right.
Whiff.
I was going to ask Jeff, because I like Jeff.
Yeah.
But I was afraid he was going to just he was going to call Mike next.
Just leave you hanging?
Yeah, so I didn't bring it up.
All right, D, here's your question. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter U? U as in ugly.
Unity.
Utah?
Close. Uniform.
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 Mm. Uniform up?
We talking about
you up?
Oh, late night text from Ted and the phonetic NATO alphabet.
Figure it out.
All right, your question: who played the inventor in the 1989 movie "Honey, I Shrunk the Kids"?
Been a minute since we've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
got punched in the face in New York City.
All right, I'll give you a hint since you picked me. He Right, he kind of stepped out of the limelight for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
Rick Moran.
Boom!
One and done. Oh, that was two. That was two.
Rick Moranis. That is right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
If I ever get into porn, I'm going to go by Rick Moranis. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
With that.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Michael, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. This is Michael from the VA.
Oh, come on, man. Well, welcome to Big Dummy, brother. Okay, if you can, Michael, how can you help? Can you help with Coats for Kids?
Are you guys doing this tomorrow?
I mean,
not on air, but I believe it's still taking donations.
I believe you can still take a donation online.
I'll do it tomorrow because I'm broke right now, but I don't get paid until tomorrow.
Okay,
but
us too, brother.
Billy
we get
Children on the Billy Thorpe Children on the Sun.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What company produces the snack Bugles?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Bugles, but who's been providing those tasty little finger treats?
Nabisco?
Not a bad guess. Actually, that would have been my guess.
Frito-Lay?
Nope. Big ass company, you've heard of them. Generally, you think cereal when you hear this
name.
Let's
say, is it General Mills?
General Mills, yep.
Ah, what are we going to do with this leftover stuff? Make bugles.
Make sure kids can fit it over their fingers.
They look like witches.
Mm-hmm. I do like bugles.
All right, your question. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're not terrible, but they're the last kind of salty snack I would pick.
They've got a new line of stuff out. Two or three different bags, and the flavors are actually pretty good.
I remember that.
With caramel on it.
You know what? I think bugles are kind of suited for that.
They are.
I would try that.
I think there's a ranch one, too.
Of course there is. It's the U.S., brother. We put ranch. You can put ranch on it, and we're going to have a ranch flavor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. How long are the white dashed lines that divide lanes on U.S. roads?
Probably more in common with me, 8 inches.
Mm-mm, 8 inches.
I'll say 15 feet.
Nope.
I'll say a yard, 3 feet.
10 feet.
10 feet. They're 10 feet long?
They are 10 feet long. I know. When you think about seeing them, right, you realize how fast your car's moving, even when you're not, quote-unquote, driving fast. Yeah, they're 10 feet long.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What is the largest land mammal in North America? Your mother.
Grizzly bear?
I'll say bison.
It is, in fact, the bison.
I was going to go moose.
That's not a bad guess, either. The moose might be the tallest.
That could be.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is Kenny G's real surname?
Kenny G.
God awful.
Normally, I would accept that. Gorlick.
Gorlick.
Kenny Gorlick.
Gorlick the Destroyer.
And that's what it sounds like. D&D character. I am Gorlick. Here's the songbird.
Look at my flowing locks. I have a red pink river dolphin.
Kenny G's pink Amazon river dolphin. All right, your question. What was the first consumer product made of plastic? Was it Tupperware, piano keys, hair combs, or pool balls?
Repeat.
Tupperware, piano keys, hair combs, or pool balls?
Uncle Cone.
You are correct.
Nice job. There you go.
And all of those things, however, were some of the early plastic consumer products.
Like swimming pool or like pool, like billiards?
Pool balls, man. Pool, yeah, like billiards.
All right.
Yeah, they did whatever they do and then enamel them on the outside.
Yep. I'll be damned.
And like piano keys were ivory, hence tickling the ivories. And people kind of frowned upon that. So when plastic came around, they started mass producing pianos. You could do it a lot quicker because you weren't waiting on ivory. And believe it or not, yeah, hair combs.
Can you only get ivory from elephants and like animals?
I don't know. I mean, does it count as ivory if it's from a rhino? I don't know.
All right.
I really don't.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hola.
Your girl and your Johnson.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, if you can, how can you help? Can you give enough for one coat, two, three, or four? KISW's Coats for Kids is on now.
I can do two.
Two. Thank you,
brother. Nice.
Appreciate you.
All right, Matt, here's your question. What is the name of the valuable element found on the moon Pandora in the Avatar movies?
I can't get it anywhere.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, that's actually the right answer. But in the movie, they call it unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
I feel like that showed up a few times.
What's that?
Wasn't that also the basis of the core was that they were trying to get unobtainium?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
There was some, at one point, scientists, I don't remember what decade it was, but they wanted to name something unobtainium. But they wanted to name it unobtainium because they literally could not obtain it. And they're like, we can't name something we can't actually have, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What university presents the annual Pulitzer Prize Journalism Award?
Let's go Yale.
Harvard.
Nope.
Princeton.
Nope. In fact, their school of journalism is probably the highest regarded in the
Bucknell.
States.
Bucknell.
Syracuse.
Columbia.
Oh, Jesus.
Bucknell. All right.
Isn't that an Ivy League school?
I don't know if it's Ivy League, but there's what, 8 or 9 Ivy League schools? Harvard, Yale, Brown, Columbia, Cornell.
Penn.
Yep, that's what I know.
Dartmouth.
All right. What else you got?
We said Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, University of Penn, and Yale.
Okay, so no, Bucknell.
Not it's a great university, though.
I'm sure, but not Ivy League. You know, a little below that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's MIT.
That's Ivy League, right?
No.
Nope.
No. Damn.
Again, there's a lot of good schools that aren't Ivy League.
Just, I know.
I mean, Cal Berkeley is considered like the Ivy League of the West.
I would not be accepted into any. Yeah, that's a good point. Hopkins, right. Not
Georgetown.
Ivy. So what do you have to do to be freaking our Ivy League, then?
Old.
That's it?
Seems that way.
Okay. All right, your question. Which Australian actor played James Bond? He only did it in one movie.
I'm thinking.
I was hoping you were. Either he's thinking or he is dead. So I'm glad that you were thinking.
Was it the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
I'm not 100%. That sounds right, but I'm not 100% on that.
On the tip of my tongue. I'm not going to waste your time, though.
I was on one of time. George Lazenby.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I think
he was one of the first.
I know he's one of the first. Was he the first one? I feel like it may have been Sean Connery first, then George Lazenby, then back to Sean Connery, but I'm not sure.
Question number four.
What actress was Tom Cruise's first wife? She has a very selfish-sounding first name.
So it wasn't Nicole Kidman?
It was not Nicole Kidman. Very selfish sounding first name. No one can remember.
Well, I got Mimi.
Yep, Mimi.
Mimi Rogers.
Mimi Rogers. That is right.
Huh.
Yep.
That means grandma in French.
Does it?
Yeah.
So funny.
Grandma Rogers.
Question number five.
Question number five, what was the name of Marky Marks and his Third Nipples backing band?
The Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Sir. Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK, and we just lost everybody on hold. So if you want to play Big Dummy, call back now, 206-803-ROCK.
You know, they call them the Funky Bunch because they didn't shower.
Yeah, that's it.
I also like the idea he was kind of a tough guy, and it's like, I'm coming over with the Funky Bunch.
That is kind of a weak name. Now,
going to mess you up.
Well, the band's name is the Funky Bunch. Did Marky Mark pick that name, or did, like, the label pick the name? Because I can't believe the band itself would say, yeah, we're the Funky Bunch.
But I feel like people used to say funky a lot more with, like, rap and hip-hop back then.
Well, sure. So you think they picked it? Like, we're the Funky Bunch? Or he said, you are my Funky Bunch.
Or the Beastie Boys, that funky monkey.
Right. Well, I would also say, truthfully, when you think funk music, you generally think of like black people.
Dudes, right, rocking out on bass. Yeah.
So I think that maybe he thought that would give him more street cred as a white guy.
Maybe. I mean, I get it. I'm just curious. Like, did you guys come up with and say, yo, Mark, we love what you're doing, bro. We are the Funky Bunch. We'd like to back you. Because you hear Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and you go, all right, did Joan Jett name the band? Or they're like, we are the Blackhearts. You're Joan Jett. We'll back you up. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Are they just the Heartbreakers? And obviously they played with Tom Petty, well, when he was alive. Yep. I'm just always wondering, like, does the band leader pick the E Street Band? Right? Did Bruce Springsteen come up with it, or is that the name of their band?
I think that's the name that he picked.
You think that's the name he picked?
Yes.
With Springsteen, well, they call him the boss. I get the feeling that could be a possibility.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola.
Ken, are you sober or not sober?
Stone cold.
All right, Ken, welcome to Big Hammer. Man. Okay, our poll. Coach for Kids Day here. It's KISW, and you can donate now, KISW.com. $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need in the area. Can you buy one coat, two, three, or four? Ken, any chance you can help us?
I donated this morning. I got two songs, Cult of Personality and a little Weird Al, the night. Kind of went crazy.
So. Nice, man.
So you've already done your part.
I would do Cult of Personality for free. That's just me.
I appreciate you.
That is one of the baddest ass songs. It's one of those songs I never get tired of.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on any time, I'm like, all right.
Probably play it tonight.
100%. All right, here's your question. And Ken, you strike me as a guy that knows a lot about Algerian priest. So I'm going to ask you this question. What fruit did Algerian priest Pierre Clement create in 1902?
Would that be the clementine?
Boom! Right there.
Oh,
done.
Look
at you. By the way, the clementine, it is a cross between a willow leaf mandarin and a sweet orange. Not just a standard mandarin, a willow leaf. All right, look, since you want it done, we got a 50-50 question for you. True or false? You would die in 15 seconds in space without a spacesuit or helmet. True or false?
True.
No, it takes shorter time.
No, believe it or not, you'd go unconscious in about 15 seconds, but you'd be alive for up to 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Coach, for Kids Day, please donate what you can now. KISW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.